Manger, presented by Wild Root Cream Oil for the Hair. Over the minds of mortal men come many shadows. Shadows of greed and hate, jealousy and fear. Darkness is the absence of light. So in the sudden shadows which fog the minds of men and women are to be found the strange impulses which urge them into the unknown. Dark Venture. Tonight's venture in the dark features William Tracy in The Expert, the story of a man who did everything right and then found it was wrong.
Dark Venture is brought to you by the Wild Root Company, makers of Wild Root Cream Oil for the hair. There are lots of reasons why Wild Root Cream Oil is again and again the choice of men who put good grooming first. And here's one that every man appreciates. It gives you the successful, well-groomed look that helps you get ahead on the job. Wild Root Cream Oil does that by keeping your hair handsomely in place, relieving dryness and removing loose dandruff. Wild Root Cream Oil is non-alcoholic and the only leading hair tonic that contains soothing lanolin. So get the big economy-sized bottle at your drug or toilet goods counter and ask your barber for Wild Root Cream Oil, again and again the choice of men who put good grooming first. And now, tonight's dark venture, The Expert.
I don't get it. What happened? Hey, listen, you... Tell me.
You'll be all right in a few minutes. Just relax.
I can't figure it. Where's Georgie? Where's
Rudy? Now, just lie here. I told you everything is all right.
Look, I don't know.
Will I be able to talk to him, Doc?
I think so. The hypo's already starting to work. His pulse is slowing down a little.
You sent for Ruthie, didn't you? Hey, you sent for my wife, Ruthie.
Now, don't worry about a thing. Just close your eyes and lie quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, close my eyes. Yeah, that's the thing. Close my eyes.
He's really been through something, hasn't he?
You don't know the half of it, Doc. He's still trying to figure it out. Hey, he's not going to sleep on us, is he?
No, the hypo won't put him to sleep, not for a while, anyhow. He's just kind of unwinding. How are you feeling now, fella?
Tired. Leave me alone.
Dave, I'm Inspector Barron. Before you doze off, I'd like to talk to you.
Yeah?
How about telling me what happened, Dave?
I don't know. I don't know.
Tell me what you do know. Maybe I can fit in the rest. How about it?
She shouldn't have kept needling me. Ruthie, I mean, she hated George almost from the beginning. And she kept needling me about him. She shouldn't have, though. George and me was foster brothers. He was older than me, but in the business, we were partners, 50-50.
Fine partners. You do all the dirty work. He just sits and plays solitaire. Yeah, wonderful partner.
Ruthie just didn't understand. I was never one of these heavy thinkers. I was a guy who liked to fiddle around with tools, you know? So, sure, I did all the installation and repair work on the machines, but I got a kick out of it. And George did his part, too. Any night of the week, from, say, 8 o'clock until 2 in the morning, George was in the office working on the books or taking calls. He didn't believe in hiring outside help.
In this business, you do everything yourself. That's the only way to do it if you want to be safe.
We had a good thing, too, George and me. We had every nightclub and cigar store on the north side sewed up with our pinball machines and our one-armed bandits. Yeah, we were doing all right. That's why I didn't pay no attention to Ruthie. Besides, we had other things to worry about, and we were having trouble with Joe Burke and his boys. Burke had tried to buy us out for peanuts, and when we turned him down flat, he told us to look out for trouble. That was on a Tuesday. That Wednesday night, I took off to take Ruthie dancing. I was in the bathroom shaving when the phone rang. Ruthie answered it.
It's for you, your partner. Maybe he wants you to come down and hold his hand.
No, Ruthie. Yeah. What is it, George?
I just got a call from Harry at the Conga Club. Two of our slot machines went on the phone.
They'll have to wait till tomorrow.
Now listen to me, Dave. Burke's been trying to talk to the Conga Club into throwing our machines in the alley. If you don't go out there and give them service, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, but I promise...
How long will it take you? A couple hours? Now, if I could fix them, I'd go myself, but I can't. Explain it to Ruthie. She'll understand.
But listen...
I told him you'd be there in half an hour.
All right.
Well?
Look, honey, I'm sorry.
You gotta go out on a job.
I'll be back by 10. That's still plenty
of... For 2 cents, I wouldn't be here when you got back.
Hey?
I mean it. I'm sick of him ruining things.
Look, I don't care what you say about George, but don't you ever tell me you're running out.
Well, that's how I feel.
Don't tell me that's how you feel. You know what you mean to me. You know what I'd do to hold you.
Now, Davey...
You got me under your thumb good. You're my special brand of poison. You can twist me until I'm blue in the face, and you can tell me to stand on my head, and I'll do it because, baby, you're in my blood, and you're there to stay.
All right, Davey, don't get sore. You're usually so calm and easygoing. I hardly know you when you act like that.
Well, I don't blame you. I hardly know myself. I'll see you in a couple of hours, Ruthie. But as things turned out, I saw her a lot sooner. The Conga Club is out in the sticks. I'm on the highway about 2 miles from the place when a Buick sedan starts crowding me off the road. I pull over to the side. The Buick stops and a couple of guys come over.
Out of the car.
Well, look.
Come on, out of the car.
Take your hands off me.
Oh, you're too cute. Take it easy.
Use your head, Dave. Would we chase you for a half hour just to take it easy?
Hey, who are you?
We're a couple of reformers.
Yeah, we don't like slot machines. Not unless they're joke.
Wait!
After a while, I guess they got tired of batting me around. They left me sitting on the ground looking like something in a butcher shop display window, and then they went to the truck and took my tools. Without my tools, I couldn't fix the slot machine, so I started back to the apartment. I was sure feeling lousy when I let myself in. Ruthie! Hey, Ruthie, what's wrong?
Well, nothing's wrong.
Who went out of here?
Oh, now, Dave.
I heard somebody go through this back door.
You're crazy, Dave.
I'm not crazy.
Dave, listen, Dave!
Whoever it is, he can't get through the alley. He's got to go around to the front. I'll see him when he comes out in front.
All right, I'll tell you. It's about time you got wise. He's going out to the street now. You'll see who it is when he passes under the street lamp. Now do you see, Dave?
George!
Why do you think I hated his guts? Why do you think I kept trying to get you to get rid of him? He wouldn't leave me alone. Every time you turned your back, he was making love to me.
Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me?
I had to sometime, honey, but I was afraid. I knew I saw you dead. I was afraid for you, honey, honest. That's why I didn't say it, honest. What are you trying to say? Dave, what are you looking for? Dave, don't be crazy, but I've got away.
Where did he say he was going?
Please, honey. Darling, listen, please.
Where did he say he was going?
Maybe not leaving this house. Not till you listen to what I gotta say.
You can talk your head off. I'm gonna kill him.
Sure you're gonna kill him. And I'm gonna help you.
What?
This isn't the way. 10 minutes after you shot him, you'd be sitting in the snow.
I don't care.
What about me? I couldn't lose you, Dave.
I used to bore you out for talking against him.
That's over with. I know a way to kill him. Nobody could ever blame you.
Huh?
Oh, if you only knew how many nights I just laid awake thinking about it. If you knew how many nights I cried over you while you slept, wondering what to do. If you only knew how I begged him to let me alone. If you only knew how long I've wanted him to die.
Poor kid.
But that's all over with. What night of the week is George sure to be in the office?
Almost every night.
Yeah, but what night must he be there?
Well, he goes over the books on Friday. Yeah, it's got to be there on Friday.
Well, that gives us 3 days.
3 days for what?
Something I read in the paper about Joe Burke made me think of it. You know, 5 years ago in Kansas City, he almost went to prison.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was trying to organize some small businessmen into something he called a protective league, I think. But something went wrong. There was a bombing. 2 people got killed. Everybody said it was Burke. But they couldn't prove it.
I still don't see how this...
Don't you see, Dave? The whole town knows Burke's trying to drive you out of business. There's another bomb.
Oh, he wouldn't try anything like that.
Wouldn't it?
Ruth!
Why, you're a magician with your hands. You could build a bomb between now and Friday without even working up a sweat.
I'd get sober.
A time bomb that would go off right when you want it to go off.
But what if the cops don't figure it's Berkeley on it? Maybe they'll figure it's me.
Oh, no, they won't, darling. They couldn't possibly. Because you're going to be in the office with George when the bomb goes off.
What do you mean?
Only just a second before the explosion, you're going to step into the vault or something. Just by chance. One of them miraculous escapes. You wouldn't get hurt that way, would you?
Oh, no, but it's kind of a tough way to die. George, I mean.
You're feeling sorry for George? He wasn't feeling sorry for you when he was trying to bust
you
up.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Friday, darling. We'll plan it together every step of the way.
Huh?
George, it's me, Dave.
Yeah?
Did I hear you right tonight? I got to thinking about it when I got home.
What are you talking about?
Did you tell me you weren't working this Friday night?
Oh, why would I tell you that? You know I got to work on the books.
Yeah, that's what I couldn't figure.
Oh, I'll be working till at least midnight as usual. You going to be here to work on the machines?
Yeah, sure. Sorry to have bothered you, George. Guess I better have my ears washed, huh? Good night.
Is it all right?
Yep. We'll be working. Now I can finish this thing. Well, this is it, honey. I'm going to set the detonator. You get on the phone and dial UL1111.
Huh?
For the exact time. We got to know right to the second.
Oh, okay. UL1111.
That's right. Kind of gives you the creeps, don't it?
Don't give me the creeps. It's like a dream coming through. Here's the time now. 10:36 1/2.
Keep calling her while I set this thing.
10:36 3/4.
Yeah?
10:37.
Okay, hang up. All right. There she goes. She's ticking, baby. And she won't stop ticking until tomorrow at midnight.
We'll return to our story as soon as Harry Wallstrom has a word with the men.
Recently, a leading independent research organization set out to find what men from coast to coast really want when it comes to the handsome grooming that helps bring success socially and on the job. Not just men in one city or town, but over 7,500 men in 31 cities all over America were asked this question. What advantages do you consider most important in a hair tonic? The results show why one hair tonic, Wild Root Cream Oil, is again and again the choice of men who put good grooming first. Because Wild Root Cream Oil offers all three advantages that hair tonic users voted most important. One, Wild Root Cream Oil grooms your hair neatly and naturally, never leaves it sticky or greasy. Two, Wild Root Cream Oil relieves annoying dryness. And three, it removes loose, ugly dandruff. Yes, Wild Root Cream Oil does all three. What's more, there's not a drop of alcohol in Wild Root Cream Oil. And it's the only leading hair tonic that contains soothing lanolin. So ask for Wild Root Cream Oil, preferred by 4 out of 5 users from coast to coast. Wild Root Cream Oil, again and again, the choice of men who put good grooming first.
Now back to our dark venture for tonight. The expert.
Hello?
Me, darling. George around?
No, he went out for coffee.
But he'll be back.
Yeah, sure. It's not even 10.
You sound nervous.
I'm all right.
He deserves it, darling. I never told you.
I know he deserves it.
Where'd you put it?
Well, I told you I was going to put it underneath a pile of junk in back of the office.
Hey, he couldn't possibly find it.
Oh, no.
And the vault's open?
Sure.
Okay, darling. Good luck.
Yeah. See you later. When I put the phone back on the hook, I saw my hand was shaking like crazy. I looked at the clock. 3 minutes to 10. It was right, too. I checked it with the phone. I couldn't sit still. I got up and started walking around. I went over to the pile of junk in back of the office. And there was the shoebox with the bomb inside. If that's Ruthie calling again, I'm going to tell her to stop bothering me. Hello. Hey. What is this? Nobody on the line. I had to control myself. I couldn't let George see how I was feeling inside. But who was that calling? And why did they hang up? I went to the vault. Just going inside made me feel better. We rented this office for the vault because of the dough we handled. And now was I glad we did. It was better than an air raid shelter. I'd slam the door shut and I'd be all right. I tried to turn on the vault light. It wouldn't work. I figured maybe the globe was on the blink. I left the vault to see if I could find another bulb. Hey, that was the church down the block. And a clock right on the head. I started looking around for a bulb for the vault light. I couldn't find any. I found a bottle of whiskey in George's desk. Oh. I poured myself a stiff shot.
Steered my whiskey, huh? Oh. Fine thing.
George, say, the light went out in the vault. I was looking for another bulb.
Oh, it's not the bulb. It's the wiring. I can get along without a light.
But
hey, what were you doing in the vault? That's my department.
I was just looking around.
You go out for your coffee, Ann. I'll go back to work.
Yeah. Okay, George. I went down to the corner drugstore and ordered a sandwich, but the food stuck in my throat. All I could think about was the clock. It was 20 after 10 when I got back to the office. And the first thing I saw was that the vault was closed.
Back so soon?
Hey, why did you lock the vault?
Huh?
We don't lock the vault till we go home. How come you locked it tonight?
What's wrong with you?
Tell me why you locked it.
I didn't lock it.
Huh?
I went into it for a ledger, and on the way out, I just closed the door. It's not locked.
Hey, who's that at the door?
Hi, you kids. Why don't we drop in?
You're the guys on the road. Joe Burke's guy.
That's right, Dave. You heal fast, but you still look kind of peaked. Oh, yeah. And you got a nice telephone voice, Davey.
You're the one who called before?
We had to make sure you was in. Come on, George, you come with us.
Huh?
Joe Burke wants to see you.
Tell him I'm not interested.
You tell him. Come on.
Okay, take it easy.
Hey, Frank, what about Davey? I got a feeling the minute we're out of here, he'll start yelling for the cops.
Yeah, that's kind of restrained, baby. That's kind of fasten him to this chair.
No.
That won't be for long. George will be coming back in 2-3 hours.
Oh, 3 hours? Hey, wait. Listen to me. You can't tie me up.
You always got to do things the hard way, don't you,
baby? For a minute, I didn't know where I was or what happened. Then it hit me like a bucket of ice water. I could see the clock on the wall. 11:16. I was tied to a chair. My arms were twisted in back of me and tied with my belt. They stuffed the towel in my mouth, and I couldn't have been any more helpless if I was 8 hours old in the nursery. And I only had 16 minutes. I had to get free! I went crazy. I tried to snap the belt. The chair fell over, and I almost passed out again. If I could only reach the phone. Right, whipping the chair toward it. I couldn't budge. I felt the sweat breaking out all over me. I felt the veins in my head bulging. I felt my eyes popping. And the phone stopped ringing. From where I was on the floor, I couldn't see the clock anymore. What time was it? What time was it?
Oh, it's okay, Dave. It's okay.
Here, let me take this gag out of your mouth. And get you outside.
Oh, George. I was done for.
Take it easy, laddie. You're okay now.
Who's this cop? What does he want?
Well, he just saved me from getting my block knocked off. Those two mugs drove me to the edge of town and started going to work on me when Officer Harris came by.
I better call into headquarters and see what they want me to do. Can I use this phone over here?
Sure, go ahead. Let's see. 11:50.
Yeah, no use sticking around here any longer, Dave. Not after what's happened.
You ain't leaving?
Yeah, just as soon as I finish one more report.
How long do you think that'll take?
Oh, 20 minutes or so.
20 minutes. Okay, I'll wait till you finish. I've got to put my tools away anyhow.
Okay. Well, they told me to stick around here.
Huh?
Yeah, they're sending Inspector Brown over to talk to you, George. So I guess I'll just flop down, take a load off my feet.
Yeah, do that. I'm going to try and finish off this report before the inspector gets here.
You don't have to hurry. I know those guys at headquarters. They won't be here for half an hour yet.
I tried to act like I was putting my clothes in order, but inside I was boiling. 11:58. 8 minutes. But the cop didn't clear out. He was going to die with George. I didn't have nothing against the cop. I didn't want him to die. Besides, when a cop got killed like that, they'd really put on an investigation.
Hey, I've been watching you, Shorty.
Why?
Maybe that slugging you took didn't do you much good. You look kind of bad.
I'm all right.
You look like you're ready to flop over.
Listen, I gotta tell you something.
Oh, I'll get it. Maybe it's for me. Hello? Speaking. Huh? Where? Okay. Yeah, see ya. Yeah, that was for me. Something happened on the south side, a big holdup. The inspector had to go out there. George, they want you to come down to the station first thing tomorrow and tell them more about this. We know you guys are okay, but that Burke outfit isn't. We've been trying for a long time to get something on them.
All right, I'll be down.
Well, got to be running along now. Shorty, you wanted to tell me something. What was it?
Nothing important.
Oh, but you said...
It couldn't have been important. It skipped my mind.
You sure don't look good.
I'm fine.
Well, see you both around.
Yeah, thanks for saving my neck.
12:03, and I couldn't take my eyes off the clock. George was bent over his desk working on his report without even the slightest idea of what was under that trash pile in the corner ticking away. Thought I'd better get the vault door open now. I had to do it easy without arousing George's suspicion. I kind of eased over to it. Just about 2 minutes left. I slid my fingers over the handle to swing the door open. But it didn't budge. The vault was locked. George!
Huh? What's wrong now?
You told me you didn't lock this vault.
I didn't.
It's locked, George.
In all the excitement, somebody must have spun the dial.
Get it open, George.
All right, all right. What are you going to do in there?
You said the wiring's on the bum. Well, I'm waiting for you to finish that report. I'll try to fix it.
I don't know. You're sure acting crazy tonight. Maybe you better stay home tomorrow. Take a rest.
Yeah, I will. You got it open.
Yeah, it's open. Maybe you've been working too hard. You worry me, kid.
He started back to his desk. Just about 70 seconds left. I was out of trouble now. Just watch the clock. The big second hand was starting its last sweep. 60 seconds. But then I found myself looking more at George than at the clock. I found myself starting to feel sorry for the guy. Hey, cut that out! 50 seconds. I tried to remember everything Ruthie had told me about him. He double-crossed me behind my back. Yeah, but killing a guy. Killing George. 40 seconds. I wasn't kidding myself now about anything. There wasn't time. That meant Ruth, too. He wasn't no Lily. I'd always known that, even if I didn't admit it. 30 seconds. How did I know for sure it was George's fault? All of a sudden, I didn't hate George anymore. I hated myself. I was nothing but a weak, dumb jellyfish. Less than 25 seconds left. George shouldn't die. If anybody ought to die, it should be me. Yeah! 20 seconds. George!
What's wrong?
Get your hands off.
Get in the vault, George.
Quick! What are you doing?
Let go of me. There's no time to argue, George.
Come on! Get in there! The first 10 minutes, slam the vault shut and spun the dial lock in it. After the explosion, they find George and let him out. He'd be okay. 12 o'clock. I'm into the scrap pile. Any second! I started kicking everything aside. Maybe I had time to throw it through the window. But where was the bomb? The bomb was gone! I don't know.
It's all right, boy. It's okay. You'd better let him alone now, Lieutenant.
That's all I had to know. I couldn't take much more. I'll be going.
Yes.
No, wait.
Huh?
You said you'd tell me what happened. That's what you said.
Later. You go to sleep.
You tell me. You promised.
Doc?
Tell him. He's got to know sometime.
Okay. I'll give it to you all in one dose, Dave. They're playing you for a sucker.
Playing me?
Yeah. Ruthie and George. They were nuts for each other. They're afraid of what you might do if you caught on. So they figured out this whole thing together. Every move you made, you told Ruthie. And Ruthie told George.
Oh, no. You're lying. You're a
lying copper.
Yeah. George knew where the bomb was. He knew it'd go off at midnight. He knew you'd step into the vault just before it went off. So while you were out eating tonight, he took the bomb and put it in the vault. Yeah. The only thing they didn't figure out was that you really aren't a bad little guy, Dave. They didn't figure on your heart. Now go to sleep. Pleasant dreams.
Dark Venture is written by Larry Marcus and directed by Leonard Reed.
Next week at the same time, the Wild Root Company, makers of Wild Root Cream Oil for the hair, will bring you another original Dark Venture story. And now, a word to the men. If you want the girls to make you their choice, better make Wild Root Cream Oil your choice. Wild Root Cream Oil is again and again the choice of men who put good grooming first. Smart fellas know it grooms their hair the way girls like to see it, and relieves dryness and removes loose dandruff, too. There's not a drop of alcohol in Wild Root Cream Oil. What's more, it contains soothing lanolin that's so much like the oil of your own skin. Remember, no other leading hair tonic gives you all of these advantages. And since it's your own appearance that's at stake, why be satisfied with anything less? Tonight, take Wild Root's close-up test. If a close-up look in the mirror reveals unruly hair, dryness, or loose dandruff, you need Wild Root Cream Oil, again and again, the choice of men who put good grooming first.
In tonight's Dark Venture, William Tracy was heard as Dave, Betty Lou Gerson as Ruth, Jack Moyles as George, Charlie Seal as the inspector, Eddie Fields as Frank, and Stanley Farrar as the officer. Original music by Dean Fossler. Your narrator has been John Lake.
Until next Tuesday, remember, smart girls use Wild Root Cream Oil, too, for quick, good grooming and to relieve dryness between permanents. Mothers say it's great for training children's hair. William Tracy can soon be seen in the Hal Roach production, Here Comes Trouble. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.